Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of the Business Creators Radio Show. My name is Adam Homey. I'm your host, and I'm so excited for us to have the opportunity to be here together, where we are going to learn and explore how to set your podcast on fire in a good way. And as you may have guessed by the title, today's guest expert is none other than John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire. How are you doing today, John?
Adam, I could not be more excited to be here, my friends, and I am prepared to ignite.
Let's do it. Now, for those of our listeners who may have been living under a rock for the past 2 years and haven't heard the name John Lee Dumas, let me just read off the official bio here. John Lee Dumas hosts a daily podcast called Entrepreneur on Fire, interviewing today's most successful and inspiring entrepreneurs. Since the launch in September 2012, he's had the pleasure of featuring entrepreneurs like Seth Godin, Gary Vaynerchuk, Barbara Corcoran, Tim Ferriss, and over 200 more. In fact, there's a new episode on Entrepreneur on Fire every single day, which I personally don't quite know how John does. In fact, we're going to ask you about that in a few minutes. Now, during the 30-minute interviews, the Spotlight Entrepreneur tells us about their journey, sharing early failures, aha moments, and providing insights about the techniques that are working for them right now. So you know this is not only one of the industry-leading podcasts, but one where you get a ton of information. And then there's a five-question lightning round that pulls priceless nuggets of information from these successful entrepreneurs, encouraging listeners and fans to take action. Now, John, I know I'm basically introducing your podcast here, but I want people to sort of get a flair for how a highly successful podcast works. Entrepreneur on Fire is all about inspiring millions. If you're a new or aspiring entrepreneur looking for insights and resources from today's leading entrepreneurs, just listen to Entrepreneur on Fire. So, John, the first thing I want to ask you here, because I know our time is limited, and this is a question I ask everybody who comes on the Business Creators Radio Show, is, see, here on our radio show, we provide the tools, techniques, and strategies to help entrepreneurs quickly grow their businesses. And a lot of our listeners tell me they have everything they need to implement anything that any of our guest experts share for them to do, except for time and money. Now, this is the question, as I said, I ask everybody who comes on the show, not only because of the variety of answers we get, but the variety of different ways our guests interpret the question. So if somebody comes to you and says, you know, John, I'd love to do a podcast, but I just don't have enough time and I don't have enough money, what would you say to them?
I would say you are in 99% of the population who seems to always be lacking time and money.
Right.
But look to the 1% of the population that seems to have all the time and all the money and kind of scratch your head for a second and just wonder how do they do it. And they do it, Adam, because they make it a priority. They actually schedule success. They schedule for success. And there's a great law that I live by 100%. It's called Parkinson's Law.
Okay.
Tasks will expand to the time that you allot them. And believe me, it's something that I learned the hard way. Back in the day, I was a military officer, and when we had to deploy to Iraq and we had about 1 month to do what would normally be a 6 month deployment, I soon figured out that, man, if I schedule things to get done in an hour that normally takes 6 hours, guess what? It seems to get done in that hour. And that's really where I first realized the power of that Parkinson's law. And
right.
So for me, I've applied that to every part of my business. You know, I did a daily podcast when people said that there is not enough time in a week to do a daily podcast. Well, guess what? I do it 1 day a week, a daily podcast. And I just do it by scheduling. You know, I schedule the time and I schedule for success. So every hour on the hour, every single Tuesday, which is my studio day, starting at 8 a.m. and ending at 4 p.m., I have a different interview with a successful and inspiring entrepreneur. You know, I'm booked out for the next 3 months.
Right.
And it took me a while to get there, but I got there because I scheduled for that success. So, you know, we all have 24 hours in a day, Adam. We all have 7 days in a week. And it's how you use that time. And for people right now that are listening, they're saying, well, I'm already using up all of my time. You know, my question is, you know, for you to look back over the past week, you know, and ask yourself, you know, how many hours you know, of reality TV did you watch? You know, how many hours did you spend on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram? You know, what time did you sleep into in the morning, you know, right before you had to leave for work? Or did you get up an hour early? You know, or what time did you actually go to bed at night? You know, could you have replaced whatever you were doing from 9 to 10 with something that was productive? And that's my big thing. And when I first had to get going, Adam, I had to find and make time to actually make progress. And that's exactly what I did. I carved out necessary time. And everybody listening right now has the time. They just don't have the willingness to carve it out right now, because where there's a will, there's a way. And I found a will, and I found that way. So for me, with Entrepreneur on Fire sitting now 2 years, and just 2 years after launch, Adam, you know, we're now generating over 950,000 unique listens every single month for our podcast. We're generating over $250,000 per month every single month with gross revenue. And that's all because I insisted that I was going to carve out time to make this a priority. And everybody listening has that same opportunity.
Wow. See, those are words to live by. And I'll confess, I'm a fan of Entrepreneur on Fire, and I am very excited about what you do. I love to listen to the monetization reports, and I've looked over the timeline of Entrepreneur on Fire, and what I've noticed is, you know, you're getting so many downloads. You get, you get over 850,000 unique listens every month. But the other thing that I noticed, and you say this on your timeline, is actual visits to your website are much lower than that. So how do we account for all those unique listens, but yet there aren't quite as many people visiting your website? Because there's this big conception out there that if you're not getting a million visitors to your website every single day, that you're sunk in business. And I kind of want to dispel that myth a little bit if we can.
You know, it comes down to, Adam, what do you want to be in life? You know, do you want to be a blogger and somebody that's driving people to a website, which is a great business method? And if you are, that's awesome. Page views are going to be really important to your business. Or do you want to be a podcaster, where to you more important is the amount of listeners that you have, the amount of people that are pressing play to hear your voice, your message, your brand? Personally, I chose the latter. You know, I could have gone in either direction, but I wanted to focus on a podcast first, and I wanted to have Entrepreneur on Fire be the center of everything that we did. Now, of course, we have our website at eofire.com, which is a very powerful but secondary part of our business. And we get between 3,000 to 4,000 unique visits every day. Now, to be frank, that's a lot of visitors. You know, we're getting over 100,000 unique visitors to our website every single month. And that's a lot for your average website. I mean, if you can use a great tool called Alexa.com, which will actually, you can plug in any website just to kind of see how they rank. And, you know, when I plug that in for EntrepreneurOnFire.com, you know, I see the Entrepreneur on Fire's, you know, the 15,000th ranked website in the world, which is mind-boggling. You know, that puts it in the top 0.1% of all websites around the world. So it's a very successful website, and it's a very highly trafficked compared to most other websites in the world, but it's nothing compared to our podcast, which is our focus. You know, we're in the 0.00001% for all podcasts. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but the major reason is that focus, Adam, you know, that following one course until success. I wanted the podcast to be successful. I wanted to pour all of my heart and my soul into it and just have everything else be secondary to that. So that was our focus from the beginning. I know that the true value that we provide is the guests that I bring on, their failures, their aha moments, their current success and what's working for them right now. That is what I knew was going to be the most success that I could provide, and that was through the podcast EO Fire.
Absolutely. So this leads to another question. Listeners of the Business Creators Radio Show know that we are a podcast, although our episodes do broadcast every Tuesday at 12 o'clock noon Eastern, 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific. It is a podcast. It does go out on iTunes. It does go out on other channels. So you're getting these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of downloads and hundreds and thousands of listeners. What do you think is the best formula for getting people to actually tune into a podcast? I'm not sure whether we need to consider whether it be a live podcast or a pre-scheduled podcast or a pre-recorded podcast or how we present the material, but what do we do to drive more listens and more downloads? Because that's really, as you brilliantly said, the measure of a successful podcast.
growing your podcast audience definitely needs to be a big focus. You know, I don't care if you start out with your podcast with 20 listens or 200 listens or 20,000 listens. That metric doesn't matter as much as the week-to-week growth of your podcast. To me, as long as your podcast is growing, that means that you're doing something right. Now just keep doing those things that you're doing right. Now, every single week, Adam, we do a completely free live podcast workshop that anybody can sign up for at podcastersparadise.com. And during that workshop, we go into incredible detail about what I consider the top five growth tactics to grow your podcast audience, you know, which we talk about a lot more than just that because it's about an hour and 15 minute workshop.
Right.
So we really get into those top five growth tactics. But, you know, one that I really want to share today with everybody is just the the power of the interview podcast. And there's so many things that you can do as a podcaster. You can have an interview-based podcast. You can do a topic-based podcast. You can do a Q&A podcast. You can do a lot of different and really cool things. And by the way, you can do a mixture, which I think is really powerful too. I love that variety show feel. Nothing wrong with it. A lot of people think you need to either go like chocolate or vanilla. The reality is, you know, Neapolitan is a great way to go. I mean, mix things up, get your audience, you know, not even knowing what's coming specifically as far as content, but just make sure that content's great. But if we're going to hone in right now about how you can grow your podcast audience, think about these interviews that you're doing. And let's use Entrepreneur on Fire as an example. When I launched a podcast, Adam, I had absolutely zero listeners. I had zero broadcasting experience. I had never been behind a microphone before. I had never taken courses in broadcasting, in podcast hosting, nothing. And believe me, go back and listen to my first 50-plus episodes. I was horrible, but I was willing to be horrible, and that's critical in order to get good, you know, because you need to, if you want to be, you need to do. And I just knew that I wanted to be a podcaster, so I actually had to podcast. And I want people to really take that in and say, whatever you want to be in life, you just actually have to do it. Be willing to be bad. Like, do you think that Eric Clapton was great at the guitar the first time he strummed it? Of course not. Do you think Kobe Bryant made his first foul shot? Of course not. If you want to be, you have to actually do. So I was willing in a very public way to be bad. But, you know, long story short, fast forward, I've now done over 800 episodes. I've gotten a little bit better every time. But even more important than those 800 episodes are the fact that I've interviewed 800 successful and inspiring entrepreneurs. Now, what do successful and inspiring entrepreneurs have in common? Massive audiences. So every single morning, my very first email, Adam, goes out to my guest whose interview just went live. And I say, Adam, Seth Godin, Gary Vaynerchuk, your interview just went live on Entrepreneur on Fire. You absolutely rocked the mic. I would be honored if you would share your journey with your audience. Here are all the links to do so. 7 days a week, Adam, my guests are getting that email. And guess what? A huge proportion of them, pretty much like 99%, are then sharing their journey with their massive audiences who has never heard of Entrepreneur on Fire before. So now we have a massive number of people hearing about Entrepreneur on Fire for the first time every single day who are wanting to hear the person that they're following who told them about that journey. So they're listening, subscribing, a certain proportion are becoming evangelists, and a certain proportion are sharing that with their friends and family, continuing to grow this podcast. So I went from zero podcasting knowledge or experience, from a zero podcasting audience, no online audience whatsoever, to now a website that's in the top, you know, 1% of the world, 0.1%, and a podcast that's, you know, was awarded best of iTunes in 2013, all because of the great guests that I brought on who have shared what I've now turned into, after it being very bad for a long time, into a good podcast, Entrepreneur on Fire. So that's a great way to grow a podcast audience. Every single industry, every single niche, Adam, has their rock stars. So whether you're passionate about gardening, fishing, skiing, fitness, whatever it might be, your industry has rock stars. Bring those rock stars on your show, talk to them, make it a good interview, and then make it easy for them to share that interview with their audience.
Yes, and that's something I really want to draw out. Folks who launch podcasts, and I hear this too often, they ask the question, well, how do I get more listeners? And then that question that I dread, how do I get more traffic to my website? And you need to hear what John just shared with us. It's all about the relationships with your guest experts. It's about that email you send out every morning. It's about giving your guests the opportunity to share their journey with their audience. That's how we grew the Business Creators Radio Show. We have not spent dime one on Facebook ads or Google AdWords or anything along those lines. It's all been about engaging with our guests and helping them share their story. Now, earlier, you know, you told us about what happens when people come to you and say they don't have enough time, they don't have money to do a podcast, and then, you know, you made the comment that you're able to do a podcast episode every single day. You're able to have a new episode launch every single day. Now, aside from making it a priority, aside from scheduling, aside from giving it the attention it deserves, what are just a few of the techniques that people can use to generate that much content? I mean, some of our listeners have a hard time sending out their e-zine once a week. How can we get them doing a podcast every single day? Like, what are some of the things you do to plan that so you can do it so efficiently?
Well, there's definitely no need to do a daily podcast. I mean, it definitely has to fit into your current production schedule, whatever that might be. I mean, a great podcast is once a week. A great podcast can be twice a month. A great podcast could be two or three times a week. You know, whatever fits in your current schedule is the way to go. And of course, if you figure out how to become more efficient as you go forward, you want to crank that up, you know, all the better for sure. Because, you know, the more content, valuable content that you can give your audience, in my opinion, the better. And so there's a lot of great ways you can go about this. But the number one tip I want to give right now to your listeners, Adam, is just think about engaging your current listeners. Now, every single day, I get emails, and I know that a lot of podcasters are getting tweets and getting Facebook messages and are getting emails as well, reaching out and just saying, hey, Adam, you know, really connected with your guest today. Like, thank you for the great content. Always respond to those emails, you know, obviously with a thank you, but then say, what are you struggling with? What is the one thing that you are struggling with right now? And those answers, Adam, are going to give you from, by the way, your avatars, your perfect listeners, because your best listeners are those people that are reaching out to you, that are emailing you. So when you get those emails, don't waste that. Ask them that question. What are you struggling with? And then turn their questions into episodes, into content. You know, maybe if they ask a question, you know, if they say they're struggling with X, Y, and Z, go out and find the experts in X, Y, and Z and bring them on as guests. Or just go research the topic and present a podcast on that topic. Maybe even give a shout out to that person, you know, who asked the question. Say, hey, you know, this is, I got a question from, you know, Adam about 2 weeks ago. And so it made me do some research. And I know a lot of my listeners will get benefit out of it. So here it goes. I mean, that is a great way to continue to curate content as you grow your show.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And another thing that I want to really bring out about Entrepreneur on Fire is, as I mentioned, I love to listen to the reports about how you monetize the podcast. And people do come to me asking questions like, well, if I do a podcast, how am I going to make money off this thing? And I may say something about, you know, the relationships with your guests, how this grows your business, how this helps you build new connections. And they will rightfully look to John Lee Dumas and they're going to say, well, look at these hundreds of thousands of dollars that Entrepreneur on Fire makes every month. So if somebody wants to get started with monetizing their podcast, what do you think would be some of the best first steps for them to take in that direction?
Well, you know, let me again point back to our podcast workshop. We actually talk about the top five monetization tips as well. So definitely check that out, listeners, if you're really curious about a deep dive. But, you know, for the purposes of this interview, Adam, I'd love to share what the top five, say, in October, so last month, were for us.
Right.
You know, and this is in ascending order. So, you know, number five was one-on-one mentorship. You know, when you are a podcast host, you are growing an audience that is beginning to know, like, and trust you more and more every single day.
Right.
They're associating with you with the rock stars that you're bringing onto their you're bringing onto your show. And guess what? You're the host. You're the voice you're hearing every single day. So when it comes time for them wanting to take that step to the next level, you're going to be that person they reach out to. So have that mentorship program available. That was the very first way I ever started monetizing Entrepreneur on Fire, you know, way back in the day, was through one-on-one mentoring. You know, I started off at $800 a month. You know, as I continued to get more demand and my supply stayed the same because I made that decision to keep my mentorship at four mentees per month, I just continued to raise the price to match that demand. So by the end of my mentorship, because actually starting in November going forward, no longer mentor one-on-one, I was charging $2,000 per month every single month for my four mentees. That was bringing in $8,000 a month. That's, you know, a huge revenue source for most people. And it was a big revenue source for me for a long time. I mean, now, you know, that represents, you know, about 2% of my overall income, which is why, you know, I downgraded it and actually ended up just doing away with it because I had to focus on other things that were more scalable and leverageable. But for people that are starting looking to monetize, there's nothing better than that. And they can actually go to eofire.com/mentor because I actually keep that page up right there just so people can see how they can potentially set up a page or maybe get some ideas. Number four for us is our paid membership mastermind, Fire Nation Elite. And Adam, this is something that, again, as a podcast host, you're growing a tribe. You're growing, you know, people that want more access to you, the host, that want more access to other people in your audience that are also the rock stars, those VIPs. So I created Fire Nation Elite 18 months ago, and every single month for the last 18 months, that's generated over five figures of revenue recurring every single month. So it's been a huge revenue stream for us, and it's been a great way for me to give my elite listeners, Fire Nation Elite, access, more access to me and more access to each other. And it's a closed mastermind, so, you know, we actually aren't accepting new members, but just like with my mentorship page, go to firenationelite.com just to see how we set up our membership mastermind so you can get some ideas about how to set up yours. Number three is affiliate income, Adam. You know, like you and me, we're always talking about great resources and products and services that we use as entrepreneurs. When you're doing that on your show, refer people back to your resources page and have those resources page be an affiliate, be affiliate links, and add something more like tutorials, like to show people how to use those different resources, how you use them, to really encourage people to use those affiliate links. And we generated over $20,000 in the month of October alone through affiliate income, and that was just in the month of October. Number two is sponsorships. If you listen to my show, you'll hear two sponsors on every show. Those sponsors pay $1,290 per episode, which is why we generated just under $60,000 for the month of October alone, because there's a lot of reasons, Adam, you know, why sponsors want to get in front of my listeners, just like they want to get in front of your listeners and your listeners when they have my podcast, because it's a connection, you know, it's people that know, like, and trust you, and they know that if you're going to recommend a product or a service, that's going to go a very long way. And number one by far, Adam, and that's creating products and services of your own. Now, a lot of people freak out. I don't know what products and services to create. Ask that one question I referred to earlier. What are you struggling with? That's going to turn into the products and services you create. Adam, I had no idea that I was going to create a podcasting community a year ago, but my audience kept screaming for it when I asked them that question. So guess what? Now Podcasters Paradise exists, the number one podcasting community in the world with over 1,700 members. It's done over $1.5 million in revenue to date, all because I listened to my listeners telling me what they needed. And now Podcasters Paradise exists, you know, where we teach people how to create, grow, and monetize their own podcast with over 200 video tutorials, monthly webinars, private Facebook groups, accountability matchmakers, a resources page. It's an amazing community, all created off of listening to my audience. So those are the top five ways that we monetize. And again, in the month of October alone, we generated $253,000 in revenue from those and more, because we have about a total of 11 monetization streams. And Adam, you referred to the fact that we do post that podcast every single month where we actually go over our income reports, and we actually have a blog post at eofire.com/income. That's where all of our income reports are. We share all our successes to be emulated, all of our failures to be avoided, and it's all there for you.
Yeah, I've listened to a few of those, and I got to tell you, that's almost like an MBA in an hour. I mean, they're really good. I mean, it's relatively recently I've started listening to them, but it's really just some of what I've gained through hearing what you have to say and what you share about Entrepreneur on Fire has been influencing Help My Website Sell.com's 2015 plan.
Bring in our CPA too, our certified public accountant, and he verifies the income report. He gives some tax tips. I mean, it's a great episode.
That is something that if we don't have people, as soon as we finish up this episode of Business Creators Radio Show, if you're not going right over to Entrepreneur on Fire and listening to that income report, I'm not really sure what you're doing in business.
You are crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing in business. I fear it's like, why are you here? And while you're there, do check out the resources for entrepreneurs. Here in my business, we have the Business Creators Institute, which is my collection of resources and tutorials, which is an excellent one. But I got to tell you, the resources for entrepreneurs are also very, very good. I like the way you break it down based on the various types of softwares, various types of trainings, various types of resources. And I'm just going to pull this out of the air. I'm willing to bet you that you came up with this list of resources in these categories based on the questions that people ask you every day when you ask them what their number one challenge is.
You got it.
I knew it. I mean, because this reads like a who's who of all the common questions that I get from entrepreneurs on how do I do this easier? What's the best resource to do that? And you just come through and you answer all these questions. And for everybody listening, I went through some of the links, and you can tell some of these are Entrepreneur on Fire affiliate links. And if you're not getting money, if you're not making an affiliate income off things you're recommending anyway, you're basically just leaving money off the table. The reason affiliate programs are out there is because people who run affiliate programs are looking for an army of people to do their marketing for them. Giving you a commission is actually a better deal for them than the time it would take them to proactively advertise. So you absolutely need to be finding quality affiliate programs and promoting those, because that will contribute to your income significantly. And you heard John say that resources and affiliate links are a big source of the revenue stream for the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast. So we're getting near the end of our time here. There is one question that a listener of ours who saw this episode on the website knew that it was going to be coming asked me, and I promised I would ask you, but you have such unbelievably clear audio, and this is something that a lot of people struggle with. Very briefly, just tell us, like, what kind of microphone you use and how you set up your audio to get such a nice, clean sound.
Sure. And I'd love to give a shout-out to the specific person if you have their name handy. I love doing that on podcasts. But to kind of break it down for you, Mr. or Mrs. Listener, I use the Heil PR40, which is a dynamic microphone that has a shock mount. So if I bump it during my chatter, it doesn't do as much damage as it possibly could. I have a little boom arm that connects that so I can have it right up to my nose. So when I'm talking right into my pop filter, which is about 1.5 inches away, because you want to be right up on a dynamic microphone. Even 4 inches back, you'll lose 60% of that power of that dynamic boom that you can get.
Yes.
It runs into my Presonus Fire Studio mixer, which has a FireWire connected from that into my Mac computer, and that Mac allows me to record my podcast episodes directly into Adobe Audition, which is my favorite recording and editing software because it has just incredible capabilities. The sound effects that I can use, I use a special one called the Parametric Equalizer, which allows me to really kind of adjust my side of the audio only, because I record on two tracks, and gives me that nice kind of boom on Entrepreneur on Fire that I might not get on other podcasts because they might not use that kind of those kind of settings. And then also I have some great sound effects that I use for track number 2. If the guest has any kind of hissing or humming on their side, I can really kind of help that out. So you'll hear most of my guests will sound a lot better on my show than the exact same guest might sound on another show, even if they're using the same audio equipment, because of those sound effects I use on Audition. And we have all these tutorials where I break it down about how to just do exactly this within Podcaster's Paradise.
Right, right. So let's just make sure, because I know we're near the top of the interview here, let's just make sure that people have the resources again, because I like to give my guests a few moments to share their top recommended resources and also how our listeners can get a hold of them. I know that a lot of people have been very excited about John Lee Dumas on the Business Creators Radio Show. So let's let our listeners know how they can engage with you and how they can take this to the next level. This is a very hot topic. People are interested.
Adam, all the magic happens at eofire.com. You know, I'd actually love to give your listeners a gift. My number one rated book on Amazon on podcasting is called Podcast Launch. Just go to eofire.com/gift, and you'll be able to snag that book for free. No emails, nothing, just a free gift to your listeners, Adam. And podcastersparadise.com is where you can sign up for my free podcast workshops to learn even more. And Adam, it's been a blast.
Absolutely. And I know you got to run to your next interview. So, John Lee Dumas, thank you very much. And we'll see you again very soon.
Thanks, Adam.
Yep, and for everybody listening, this is Adam Homey, host of the Business Creators Radio Show. Just make sure to check us out at www.businesscreatorsradioshow.com. Till next time, have a great day. Take care.